Well, listen up, because today, 2SER's latest podcast, History Lab, is being launched. It's Australia's first ever investigative podcast. You'll be drawn into the exhilarating investigative process of making sense of our sometimes pretty uncertain past. Shedding light on little-known Australian histories, the podcast series is about exploring the gaps between us and the past. In studio with me now, host Tamsin Peach joins us. Tamsin, thank you so much for swinging by.
No problem, Tess. Great to be here.
So if you're someone, what could you tell us, I guess, what exactly is an investigative podcast and how is it different from other history podcasts?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a pretty hard word to say, isn't it? Investigative. in what we wanted to do by making investigative history podcast, and people have probably heard about true crime and the investigative process that involves, is to make transparent all the process of finding stuff out. So it's not just the story that's interesting, although that's also pretty interesting. It's how you get there, how you know, how we can make sense, what we can interpret from what's left behind from the past.
And so History Lab is looking at the gaps between us and the past. What do you guys mean by the gaps?
Well, so history is kind of all the stuff that happened a long time ago or yesterday even. It's that great morass of complex lives that people lived. And as historians, what we're doing is trying to find out about what happened in the past by interpreting the sources that it left behind, the traces that it left behind. And that might be accounts in newspapers, that might be archival material, it might be the built environment that we see all around us. But that's all we've got. So in many ways, we can never get at the past. We can only get at these legacies that it left, these traces. And it's really important, I think, when we're thinking about what happened, and we can know a lot about what happened, but it's really important to realise that we can't know everything and that there's always these constraints upon how we know and how we go about finding it out. And if you think about how archives have come about, how all of these ways we learn have come about, it's because someone gathered them together. So there's a politics to it as well. And I think that process is as exciting. That process of how on earth we make sense of who we are and where we've come from is as exciting as the stories themselves.
And the stories themselves are just incredible. How do you think that the podcast medium, like how do you think that played into being a good way of telling the stories?
Oh, look, podcasting is booming, isn't it? And 2SER are doing some really fantastic shows. And what I think is spectacular about podcasting is that it draws you into the environment, the experience, the sensory process of walking down corridors. And it asks you to stop and listen and join in that process. It's a sort of elongated temporal experience in a world where content is just so easily manufactured and tradable. And I think it's that process of conversation, of listening, and of making really forms of complex meaning together that makes podcasting so, so special.
And so the first episode, it comes out today, which is exciting. It's on Lindy Chamberlain. Could you tell us a little bit more about that one and what we might be able to expect as the series goes on?
Did you know who Lindy Chamberlain, did you know?
I do know a little bit about Lindy Chamberlain. I don't know a lot more than sort of the surface story. Azaria Chamberlain, obviously, really tragic case. And then there was a lot of trials and eventually she got acquitted, but that's about my knowledge.
Yeah, I know, and I think that's one of the things I found surprising about making this this episode, because this was something that, you know, rocked Australia in the 1980s. Nobody did not have an opinion about it, or everybody had an opinion about it, and yet today's millennials actually have often not heard of Lindy Chamberlain. And so what we're doing with this episode is something quite different. It's thinking about what happens to all the evidence that is left behind after a criminal trial. And the Lindy Chamberlain case is a brilliant way of testing and thinking about that question, because, of course, there was no crime in the Lindy Chamberlain case. But this morass of material was both made by the trial and also transformed into evidence. And then what happens after it? And in the Lindy story, it has this incredibly rich afterlife.
And so before I do let you go, Tamsin, where can people find out more info? Where can people get their hands on the episodes?
You, of course, can go to historylab.net or the 2SER website, 2SER.com. But every of every one of your favorite podcasting apps will have History Lab on it today. So subscribe today and push us up to the top of the charts, please.
That's the end goal, Tamsin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tess.
Tamsin Peach there, host of History Lab 2SER's new podcast launching today. It's all out now. Episode 0, episode 1. Get involved. Check it out. As Tamsin said, either on the website, which we will pop the link up to in the podcast, or any of your favourite podcasting sites.